We began last week talking about Adam Amazik. So what's we discussed the problem of Kocho, which is the Gemara in Dav Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, looking for Toldos, the Gemara said maybe Kicho B'Nio, meaning if he ejects something from his body, the Gemara says, well, that would be a Toldo, wouldn't it? And the Gemara says, that's not going to solve anything, because that is, says the Gemara, Gufo. And our two, seem to be the Machlokas or Rishonim, two ways to interpret that line in the Gemara. One way to interpret that line in the Gemara is that, seemingly the way Rashi understood it, Rashi says, Kocho rather, the Gemara says Kocho who, Rashi says Gufo. Haino Adam, Gufo v'chayim. The way Rashi seemed to interpret it was that, this is not a toldo, this is an av. Right? And the Rambam, on the other hand, we saw last week, in Hilchos Niskei Mamon, says that even there's a whole group of things that come from Koach HaAdam, all of which are called toldos. Included among them are Kicho B'Nio, meaning a person spits, or in other words, even something that originated in the body, the Cheftza that does the Nezek, by means of the force that is applied by the person, right, comes from the body itself. So that's the closest thing, I guess, you would have to Gufo. And then he goes on and he says, and even Zorek Evan or Chetz, right there, the object that you use to inflict damage, is not from the body, right? But it's what catapults it, that's what gives it force, is the force of the body. So that, of course, is going to be a tolda. And then, of course, even more than that, he gives the example based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Ayin Zayin. If you have a dam, right, holding back powerful waters, and you remove the obstruction, so the impact of the flow of the water, that destruction. The Rama puts all those cases together, and he calls all of them told. So that's one issue. Then on Dabdal Roman Aleph, when the Gemara was pursuing the idea that Mava could be Adam and so on, and the Gemara was going through various suggestions, so at one point the Gemara says, well, if Mava is Adam, then why, how do you read the Mishnah that says, about all the cases in the Mishnah, Hatzara Shavasha Bahen, that the common denominator between them is that, just to use the exact language of the Mishnah, so we don't. Hatzara Shavasha Bahen, Shadarkan Lahazik, Ushmirasan Alecha, Ukeshehizik, Chavamazik, Shanta, Shominezik, Metavaret. So first the Gemara says, what's Shadarkan Lahazik about Maveh? The Gemara says, Yashen, when he's sleeping, he doesn't know what he's doing. Then the Gemara says, and what is Shmirasan Alecha? Shmirasan Alecha, that sounds like an object. It means something outside of yourself. In other words, you're sure. You're sure Karen, you're sure Tam, you're sure Shane Varegel, right? You're Bor, you're Aish. All those you can, about them, you can use the expression, seemingly, Shmirasan Alecha. But if you're talking about the Mabe, Adam, so you can say about Adam, he's kayev when he damages someone else because Shmirasan Alecha? Like, it sounds like it's just a strange usage. So the Gemara says, we'll see why we're repeating this in a second. The Gemara says here on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, we read it last time, that Ela Kedamele Rabavo, Letana, Tani Adam, Shmiras Gufa Alav. What it means to say is that man is responsible to rein in himself. I mean, he's responsible to be vigilant that he does not damage others. Okay. Hachanami Tani Adam Shmiras Gufo Allah. So what we did last time is we noted that there's a huge discussion in the Rishonim about the scope of Adam HaMazik. Meaning, to what extent is Adam HaMazik like the other Nizkei Mamon? Like Nizkei Mamon? Or is it something which qualitatively is different? Why should it be qualitatively different? Again, because there is no intervening element here. Unlike Nizkei Mamon, right, which is always one step removed, my bor, which is also passive, my eish, which, by the way, you know, is koachakar murabone maruach, you know, chayim. My, you know, shore, whether it's Karen, Shane, and Ragel, right? In the case of Adam Amazik, we're talking about him being accountable and therefore liable for himself, for his own actions, right? So that's the question. Does that greater, you know, direct, that more direct aspect or dimension, does that change the law? Because this kemamon is chayiv. Question is Adam Amazik, you know, different? And if so, how does that difference express itself? That's why this little shaka v'tari of the Gemara is so important. Because the Gemara is basically saying two things. Number one, this is debate between, you know, Rav and Shmuel about the Mishnah. Right? Why didn't Adam Amazik appear in the Mishnah according to Shmuel? And Shmuel's answer basically is because the Mishnah is about Niskeimamo, not Adam Amazik. So again, meaning what? That's a technical answer? Or meaning Niskeimamo is a whole different category. That's very mechudash, probably much more limited. Adam Amazik? That's unquestionably how the Rambam read it. As I mentioned, the Rambam, number one, insists that Mav is not in the Mishnah. You don't have to take a stand on that. It's a parshanut issue. There's no real nafkamina lahalaka. Number two, the Rambam did something even more spectacular, as we've said all year, and that is he took Adam Amazik out of Hilchos Niskei Mamon, and he put it in Hilchos Chovel Amazik. That was an immensely important statement. Obviously, he read these Gemaras not in a linguistic way, or like in a narrow way, answer question, Akasha Teretz, but that the Teretz is a perspective. So, because of that, and in light of that, we should ask ourselves, when the Gemara says, you know, well, if you hold like Rav, so then, you know, the way to read the Mishnah, how do you read the Mishnah about Shmira? It doesn't make any sense. It sounds like it's talking about a third, you know, party, an object. And the Gemara says, no, he's obligated to be Shomer himself. Right? So, now this is, remember, this is within Rav, and we have right to ask this question for Rav too. I mean, Rav says that the Mishnah of Arba Avos Nezikin, right? In other words, alongside Shor and Bor and Eish, you have Adam. Right? So, as I just explained, the likelihood that Adam belongs to that club and therefore is closer in terms of the Mechayiv than it is for Shmuel, who thinks that it's not part of that club, is greater. That doesn't prove anything. We can ask this question for Rav, namely, is there a qualitative difference between Adam Amazik and Niskei Mamon? We can ask this question for Shmuel. We can make a case that for Rav there's still a difference, and we can make a case for Shmuel that even though they're not included together, because it's more obvious, but fundamentally they work in the same way. Having said that, it's certainly more reasonable to think that if you believe Adam Amazik, right, is more direct, and therefore a different kind of Mechayev, then you're more likely to hold like Rav. I'm sorry, like Shmuel. And if not, you're like more likely to hold like Rav. So, the question of placement and formulation, this idea of calling this, is it really correct in the end? Is this an answer to answer up, if you will, the language of the Mishnah? Or are we embracing this strange formulation conceptually? In other words, are we going to say, like many say about Niskei Mamon, that the Mechayiv is Choser Shmira, which is always a kind of step removed, or will we acknowledge that when it comes to Adam Amazik, there's a much more direct factor, and that is Maisa Hezek. If a person's Chayiv Mishum Maisa Hezek, then it doesn't really conceptually capture it when you say, you know, the problem is that he wasn't Shomer Satzma. Moreover, it isn't just a linguistic question, or this question, there is a fundamental substantive question. We know, partly based on the language of Shmiras on Alecha, when it comes to the Niskei Mamons, that Onus, right, is Patur when it comes to the other Niskei Mamons. Now again, in the other Niskei Mamons, the question is the Mechayev Choser Shmira? A lack of Shmira is the reason that you're Chayev to begin with, in which case, of course, if there's no Choser Shmira, you're not going to be Chayev. Or no, maybe there are other reasons why you're Chayev. maybe other the same reason for all, other different reasons for each of them. That's what we've been discussing all year. But at the end of the day, one thing we know for certain, and that is that even if the Maisa Hezek of the shore, or my Hezek by means of the shore, or creating a Mazik, or whatever it is of the other factors, is Chayav for the Niske Mamon. At the end of the day, we also know that if you did your utmost, if you did a reasonable job of Shira, that you're going to be Potter. That's part of the Tzad HaShavah. Tzad HaShavah Shabahen, Shadarka Lahazik, Ushmirasan Alecha, Kishahizakayev Hamazik. And we know this for certain. If you do everything you're supposed to do, you know, to prevent Shane and Regal and Karen and Bor and Aish, then you're going to be Potter. But is that true in Adama Mazik? In Adama Mazik, if you do everything you can, now, you can frame the question even now in two ways, right? Everything reasonable, or even everything extraordinary, right? If you're going to be chayiv in Adama Mazik, even for what we'll call onus gamur, then that certainly is going to establish that Adama Mazik is a very different, qualitatively a different category than the others. That fact already establishes it, and even more than the fact, again, conceptually, you can't talk about Choser Shmira if everything you've done, you know, doesn't help. You have to say the Bechayiv is Adam Amazek, Maisa Hezek. You have to really say, it really has to be built on two assumptions. Number one, that the Bechayiv here is the Maisa Hezek, not anything else. And number two, that even then, Anus doesn't neutralize the Maisa Hezek. Because that could have been the case too, and there are more than one way to explain that, and we will get back to it. So one of the things we want to examine now is this question. What happens when there's anus and adam amazik? What is the level of that, and what are the implications of that? Of course, alongside these other things that we have noted, and the discussion that we had at the beginning of the year, when we discussed whether the iser l'hazik may not be limited only to adam amazik. Right, a possibility that presents itself in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, unlike the Tur, only mentions the Iser L'Hazik when it comes to Adam HaMazik. The Tur mentions it twice. Nizke Mamon and Adam HaMazik. The Rambam mentions Osa L'Hazik once in Perek Hei Hilchos Nizke Mamon, regarding Nizke Mamon. He is much more expansive about it in Hilchos Chovel, when he talks about Adam HaChovel and Adam HaMazik. Well, let's turn our attention now to the question of Onus and Onus Gomer. So we start with the Mishnah on Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. I believe we saw this already last time. I just want to go back to it. And that is the Mishnah on Chaf Vav Amud Aleph goes further than what was quoted already in the Gemara before. Right, earlier the Gemara quoted Adam Muad Leolam. I'm sorry, the Gemara goes beyond. The Gemara earlier quoted this Mishnah. This is the Mishnah on Chaf Vav Amud Aleph, which is why I always note that even if we don't paskin like Rav, that Mave is Adam and it's in the first Mishnah in Bava Kama, there's still no denying, right, that Adam is dealt with in the first six prakim of Bava Kama. First of all, it's dealt with in second Mishnah, that the Gemara already mentions on Dalet Amud Aleph as one of the Mu'anim, Mitchila. But even more important, you have this Mishnah here on Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah reads, Adam Mu'ad Li'olam. It's a big statement. That's part of our discussion. How big is it? Right? It sounds like a big statement. Man is always considered a mu'ad, meaning sounds like he's always chayiv. The default is, it certainly means at minimum, the default is that a man who causes damage directly is liable. Right? We'll see if there are any exceptions. Bein shogeg, bein mezid, okay? Reinforcing this idea. Doesn't matter whether it was inadvertent, accidental, or intentional. Bein er, bein yashen. Whether sleeping or awake. Okay. Then the Gemara on Chav Vav Amud Beis expands this even more in a more significant way. Minonim Nili. How do you know this? Rashi, Denezek Chayv Afilu Shogeg. Amar Chizkia, v'chein tana de bechizkia, amar kra, petza tachas potza, lechaivo, al hashoge kemezid. Okay, that we have in the Mishnah, right? But here we have the extension. V'ala ones keratzon, even ones. Now, ones, as you know, is more than shoge. Right? You don't bring a korban for an ones. You bring a korban for a shoge. Shoge means you made an error, an intellectual error, usually. Right? And Shabbos, you don't know what... You mixed up the days. You didn't know all the details of what is asur and the malacha. That's shoge. Ones implies some sort of extenuating circumstance, some sort of an excuse, right? Oh. So the Gemara says, even ones is in this category. Then the Gemara says, "Haimi boile litein tsar b'mokom nezek." Don't we need that pasuk to teach you that you're chayiv dalid heidvarim, rather, when you physically assault someone, and that you're chayiv for tsar even when you're also paying for nezek? Says the Gemara, "In kein lichtav kra petza bipetza, my tochas potza, shma mina tarti." And then the Gemara goes on. This is the Gemara with Rabbi Kivager's Gemara, right? Amar Rabba haisa even munachas lo b'cheko. A person has a stone on their lap. It's also a very important case. V'lo hikirba, and he didn't know it was there. The amad, and he stands up. The nafla, and it fell and it caused damage. Linyan zaken chayiv, leinyan dalad dvarim patur, is chayiv for mazik, is patur for chovel, leinyan Shabbos, belechas machsheves asra Torah. That's what we talked about last week, Rabbi Kivager's Sa'ara. Why does that have to say belechas machsheves asra Torah? And his suggestion that this isn't, the Gemara here is not telling you this area of halacha, that area of halacha, that area of halacha only. It's also telling you if you had one case that included all these areas, when you'd be chayav and when you'd be potter. Okay. Either way, if you hold, getting back to Rabbi Kivager for a moment, it's also clear then, oh, I'm sorry, Linyan Galus, Potter, Linyan Evan, Puktan of Shem Gamliel Rabban. What's clear then, in this little Gemara, is that Misasek, right, is chayav in Nezek. Pashtas. I mean, Haya Evan, Munachas Pecheko, below hikirba is it's not onus, right? It's also not shogeg. It's mesaseg. So, if you hold like Rabbi Kivager, who basically says that mesaseg in kol Torah kula is a maisa veira, although the level of awareness is low enough that there's no korban. Right? So you have, he did a mazik, an act of hezek. It's considered his act. Right? And he is chayiv nonetheless, even though he wouldn't bring a korban if it was something comparable. Right? It's less than shogeg and he's chayiv. That's important to know. And what will you do according to those rishonim or achronim who hold that misasek is not considered to be a maisa veira? Right? That would be even more sensational. We're saying it's not a Maisa Veira, but this Gemara is saying it is Mazik. That's interesting. Meaning what? Where you need a formal act, right? Misasek doesn't qualify. Maybe that's why it's not Kabbalah, right? It's not Shabbos. But where practically we want to know whether or not you're responsible for what took place, pragmatically, There we don't apply this rule that Misasek is not a Maisa Veira. Or is not a Maisa. Misasek is not a Maisa Veira, it doesn't mean Misasek is not a Maisa. That's basically what I'm trying to say. Okay. Either way, this is a very, very important Gemara. So far, all the Gemaras that we've seen are championing the full or bracing the full implications of the language of the Mishnah, Adam, Muad, Leola. Right? Big statement, Leola. Always. Okay? Now, if you look on Chav Zayin, Omen Aleph, you know, we're just marching through the Dapin here. So you have the following. Yeah. Amar Rava. This is, you see the Dalet on the Rambam? This is 3, 6, 9, like 11 lines down. Yeah? The Amar Rava. Nafa Mirosh Hagag, the Ruach She'ena Mitsuya. Ah. What's that? The guy's on the roof. Should he be on the roof? We'll get back to that. Okay. So Nafal Barosh Hagag, Baruch Shena Mitsuya. And then they, extraordinary, unnatural gale force, wind. This Dorothy-esque, kind of wind just, pushes him off the roof. Right? The Hizik. And he causes damage. Not the Huzak, but the Hizik. Right? So the halacha is, Ubiyesh, and the Nezik that he causes also triggers Busha. Right? I guess, whoever he landed on, wasn't, so much Lefi Chvodo of that guy. Whatever the case may be. Right? I guess the less said about it, that. So the halacha is kaival anezek who potter b'dal dvar. Wow. So if you fall off a roof, beruach she'ena mitzuya, ruach she'ena mitzuya, right? You are chay for nezek. That your potter for chavala is not, very controversial, right? You didn't mean to do anything. Beruach mitzuya. Let's say you go up to the roof and you fall off. That's a very precarious perch that you find yourself on, and you're able to fall off even beruach mitzuya, right? So of course you're chayiv nezek in that case. The hizik you're chayiv, but ubiyesh, right? Chayiv dalad dvarim upatar ala boshes. In that case, you're chayiv for nezek. You're chayiv for dalad dvarim because it's like pshia basically. And your potter is still for boshes because, you didn't mean to do it. Boshes requires a higher threshold of kavan. Okay. So this gemara basically, extends even further. You had the Mishnah, right? Then you have the gemara Ones, right? Then you have another gemara Misasek, especially if you hold Misasek is not a Maisaneira. And now you have a fourth gemara about Ruach Shein Mitzvah. All the evidence seems to be piling up that Adam Mu'ad Li'olam is a literal statement. Oh. However, if we keep going, so the Mishnah in Chav Zayin Omen Aleph says, HaMeniaches Akad B'Rishus HaRabim. Person leaves a barrel or something in Rishus HaRabim. U'ba Acher V'Nitkal Ba, right, V'Shabra Potur. So he leaves his barrel in Rishus HaRabim, and somebody walking in Rishus HaRabim unintentionally trips on it, right, and breaks it. Oh. So that person is Pator, first chink in the armor, right? The person did damage the barrel. Vim Huzak Ba. And if that person, didn't just damage the barrel, or didn't damage the barrel, but was damaged by the barrel, balachavis chayiv b'nitzka. Okay. But if he damaged the barrel, right, why isn't he chayiv? Okay, so let's turn for the moment to Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara picks up on this. U'ba'achar b'nitzka ba b'shabra patur. So the Gemara has an extensive discussion about this. Gemara says, "Am I potter? Why is he potter? Iboy lei liyune meza." Right now, it's interesting. The Gemara did not ask, "Why isn't he potter adamu adiola?" Right? They didn't say, "Well, physically, he is the one who damaged this barrel. We don't care about extenuating circumstances. We just care about the reality that it was his physical body or his physical force that caused the damage." Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, sounds like the Gemara is okay with the Ptur, right, from an Adam Amazik point of view, if not for Meaning a person, this is a very interesting and important discussion, not for now, but what is a person's responsibility in Rishus HaRabim? Right? How much is he responsible to be, you know, deliberative and careful, you know, and so on and so forth. Says the Gemara, Amar de Beirav Mishmei de Rav, the Mamal Rishus HaRabim Kula Chavios. Right? It's not, there's no, if you can neutralize the boy Leili Yunei Umezal, I mean, the whole Rishus HaRabim is filled with Chavios. It's not like he could find a better, you know, path. You know, so he... Okay. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Amar, Ba'fela Shanu, or maybe we're talking about it's dark when this happens, so there's no Iboi Leili Yunei. Or, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bekeren Zavis, right, this, this kad, you know, is not something which you can, you know, anticipate visually. Right, he turns the corner for wherever it is that he's going, and boom, it's right there. Right, so it's not; it wouldn't be, you know, precluded by iboile liyune. Amra Papa lo daikem asnisen ela okish shmulo krab yochanan di karab my iria nitkal afilu shavar nami. If it's really mole rishus harabim, then he's allowed to walk in rishus harabim. So it shouldn't only be when he tripped; it should be even if he just broke it. Amar Rav Zid Mishmei Derava, who I did a filo shavar, behind the tani nitkal, I did a boy lemisni seifa, the muzak ba bala hachavis chayiv, that if he gets damaged, the other fellow pays, benisko, the dafka, that's only nitkal, aval shavar, if he breaks these barrels, then he doesn't get, and he, in other words, that's damaged along the way, so he's not entitled to compensation for that. My time, ahu da azik anafshe, therefore ketani resha, Nitka. Okay. Another answer. Amalei Abba, Amalei Rav Abba, Liravashi. Right. Hachi Amri b'marava l'shmei d'rabula. She'ein darkon shobnei adam l'hizbonein bidrach. Okay. That last one, just reading out, so you'll just realize this is this interesting question. Right. What is the right that people have? It's a fascinating, you know, we're talking about, you know, the legal culture, right? This is the divine legal culture, but what is the halakha's perspective? Iboile liyune, or, you know, if ein daitel shaladam, you know, liyune, you know, does that, you know, determine, right? Something that isn't exactly pshia, right, but does it reflect a deliberate and careful posture? Either does what does the halacha require of an individual, right, who is walking in Rishus HaRabim? Very fascinating question. Okay, probably has a lot of implications. It does have a lot of implications, but not for now. Okay, what emerges from this sugya clearly seems to be a qualification on Adam Mu'ad Liola, right? That's one problem we need to deal with. The second problem is the Yerushalmi that we mentioned last time. So here on Dalet Amud Aleph, but again we're going to see in the big Tosfos on Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, but just to set up the problem. Says the Yerushalmi, again we'll just see the short version of it, we'll see the big version in a second. Kiva de Kaif Upashit Urchehu on Dalet Amud Aleph. All these are also in the sheet, by the way. Yerushalmi, Yesh de Yashen lo mischayev, lo mechayev rather, ela kishishkiv atzmoy tzal kelim. Havalim Yashen vevi ukelim etzlo, the shavron patur, the heim garmulo, the chenema Yashen vahalachaber lishem etzlo, viziko, viziku rather, zeze, arishon patur vachron chay. Yishalmi says this idea that if you do damage while you're sleeping, that you are chayiv, is qualified. Right? Again, in the Bavli, it's not. And then you can read the Bavli and just say, Adam Mu'ad Liola. If he physically did the damage, you're chayiv. Then you have to figure out what you're going to do with the Gemara here in Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We'll get that in a second. Right? But Yerushalmi says, by the way, if you damage during sleep, right, there are two scenarios. Right? The scenario where you're chayiv is the scenario where the circumstances were all present, right, when you began your the process of sleeping. In other words, the mingvaz was already where it is. The other fellow, right, is already where he is. So even though you don't plan, maybe you're having nightmares, maybe typically, you know, not only did you not mean to, let's say it's not even part of your typical pattern of sleep. You know, they put all these things on you, they've been studying your sleep for, you know, for years, and you never, you know, get that far. You don't walk in your sleep. You know, you're not so active, not thrashing around so much. But whatever it is, this time you did. In those circumstances, the pashtas. I mean, Yerushalmi doesn't give as much detail as I just did. If the davar hanizak, right, is present at the time of the shena, you're chayiv, the pashtas. When you're not chayiv is if you went to sleep. And somebody later on went to sleep near you or far from you, whatever it is. You went to sleep, and he put his kalim, you know, there after you went to sleep. In that circumstance, even if it is within your thrashing range, frankly, you're potter. And the question is, why should that be so? Now, the truth is that Yerushalmi itself has a language, and the Rambam quotes this language, and we'll see in a minute that the Ramban makes use of this language. But the Bali Tosfos who quote it, kind of mostly ignored, as we'll see. What's the language? The language is... What's that? Dehem Gormula. Correct. Okay. Which you know, seems to solve the problem a little bit. Namely, what happens and to what extent does the victim's participation, right, in his own nezek get you off the hook? Usurp your hezek. If you hold adam muad liolam unqualifiedly, right, is that still a proper distinction or not? That's a secondary debate here. What we're going to see in a moment, since we have no secrets, is that the Rambam and Ramban, who take a very orthodox view of adam muad liolam, meaning almost an unqualified view practically, right, that they argue that some of these cases are different because the victim has a hand, you know, an irresponsible hand, right, in his own nezek. And those Rishonim who are, to begin with, much more amenable to bridging the gap between Adam HaMasik, notwithstanding Adam Mu'ad Le'olam, and Nizkei Mamon, even though they're not bridging it completely, bring rayas from these cases, even though they are cases where the victim has a hand, right, in his own nezek, apparently thinking, and in the case of the Yerushalmi, notwithstanding the language, what makes it so fascinating, that if you're going to take the orthodox view, meaning the unqualified view, that the factor of his contribution to his own nezek would, by definition, be irrelevant. So there's a secondary, there's actually a double machlokas here. We'll see in a moment, there are a couple of other points of machlokas too. But the main point is there's a debate about how far we go with Adam Mu'ad Le'olam, as we'll see, and we'll elaborate in a couple minutes. And there's a secondary debate, and that is, right, if you go very far with Adam Mu'ad Le'olam, right, then is it relevant, is the factor of the other fellow's, you know, self nezek, right, is that a relevant factor or not? And in a way it's ironic, but it had to be this way in terms of the evidence, that the more you think Adam Mu'ad Le'olam is unqualified, the more you also are going, evidence wise you have to, but you'll be more inclined actually to think that unqualified stance, right, has nothing to do with the Nizak's contribution. Whereas, if you take a more qualified Adam Mu'ad Le'olam, right? It's partially because your view of Adam Mu'ad Li'olam unqualified, right, is so extreme that it makes you liable, notwithstanding the other party's level of participation. Okay? Clear? Okay. Now, where we see all that now, or I've talked about it, but let's now see. So the first view, the view that Adam Mu'ad Li'olam is more qualified, is the view of Tosis on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and again, Tosis Bam Metzia. This is the view of Bali Tosis. Just to run through it very quickly. Ushmul Amar Bafel Shanu. This is on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, or you can follow in the sheets, either way. Okay. V'hod Pligi Lekaman, Inid Kal Poshei Oila. Just to read the beginning. The Gemara has a discussion later on. Also, you know, just as the Gemara has an interesting discussion about the level of one's responsibility in Rishus HaRabim, you know, whether Iboi Liyune or not, which is a fascinating argument, so too the Gemara has a discussion whether Nitkal is Poshea or not. And of course you can be Mechalik between different types of Nitkal. But let's say a person here is walking and he trips. Is that considered Pshia? Onus? Something in between? Okay, interesting question. I'm sure that all legal systems have to discuss, that has to deal with that, right? Whether Nitkal is Poshea, as well as whether Iboi Liyune. Okay, so Kagon Shenitkal Me'atzmo V'Lenitkal B'Shum Davar. In other words, if he's Nitkal Me'atzmo, then there's a discussion, there's a debate whether Nitkal Poshea, but if he trips on something, that's not Nitkal Poshea L'Kulam. Havalach Shenitkal Mach Masmichshol V'Lo Iboi Liyune, if you assume also that he's not obligated, right, to be very deliberate. In Rosh Hasharabim, onasu, that's called an onas. Ah, now comes the big question. Except sometimes Tosfos asks the question with fanfare, novim tomar bekasha, and sometimes, you know, big questions come in the form of, you know, v'afal gav, or v'ha, right? So v'afal gav, dila'el, marbinan onas, kiratzon, badam amazik, mipetzatachas patza, right? Even though the Gemara says before, that Adam Mu'ad Li'olam, even Ba'anus. So what do we care that Nitkal, right, is not Poshea but Anus, and that especially if Lo Boi Liyune. At the end of the day, right, it's still Adam Mu'ad Li'olam Afilu Ba'anus. He doesn't need to be Poshea. He doesn't even need to be neutral. He could be Anus and still be Chaya. Oh. So Tosa says, this is a real stira. But onas gamur lo rabbi rachmana. Doesn't say that in the Gemara anywhere. Tosas says it. But it's their view throughout Shas. Again, Tosas was confronted with mixed evidence. Linguistically, and four Gemaras, as we mentioned, right? The Gemara says, bein onas bein ratzon, right? Ruach shein mitzuya, right? Mis asek, and so on. So, ben yashen. So you have four pieces of evidence and a language which says filo b'onus. At the same time, right, you have the Yerushalmi, you know, that qualifies the yashen, and you have the Babli here, and you'll see a few more Gemaras, which says that if, you know, iboi lo liyune, there's no nit, as long as there's no nitkal posheya, and iboi lo liyune, you know, then, or, you know, Karen Zavis, or whatever it is, all these cases that you are potter. So it must be, notwithstanding the other evidence, linguistic and substantive, we have to just assume that we're talking about two levels of onus. This is a Kiddush of Tosfos. The Habi Yerushalmi, so we're mechalek between onus gamor and the onus of Adam Mu'ad Li'olam Afilu Ba'onus. Now, of course, Tosfos has to define what that means. What's an onus gamor, and what's and where do we find that there's more than one level of onus in the world, right? So the Bali Tosfos are, you know, up to all these tasks, as we'll see. So number one evidence, in addition to the Bavli, W. Rishalmi Poter Oso Shiyashen Rishon, right? In Hizik L'Sheni Habatz Lo Lishon. Tosfos says, remember the Rishalmi that we quoted on Dalet Amud Aleph. Right, it said that there's a circumstance where, you know, Reuven, you know, is thrashing around and he destroys the mingbaz, or he does a hezek to the person, and he's potter. Namely, it depends who came first. So clearly, what is Tosis ignoring? The line of the Yerushalmi and the factor of the victim's right part in his own victimization. Tosis thinks that's irrelevant. Monoshak, if you think Bein Ba'ones, Bein Baratzon, Bein Ba'ones is Afil Ones Gamor, right, then this other factor is irrelevant. It can only be relevant as a way of, right, refining the difference between two different levels of Ones. That's an amazing idea of the Bali Tosis. That's why, if you notice here, when he quotes the Yerushalmi this time, and now he doesn't quote that line. And we'll see that the Rambam, when he quotes the Yerushalmi, and the Ramban, when they quote the Yerushalmi, always quote that line, because they have to, and they should. The Chaim goes of Basra. So the Gemara in the end of the Masechta has an interesting case. He niach lehem avim parashu'ula kisvurim shel avim. So this fellow, the man dies, he leads the Yarshim, right? And among the objects that he leaves in his farm is a cow, right? And it turns out, you know, Igloi Milsa, that this cow didn't belong to the father, right? It was a borrowed cow, but they didn't know that, right? Maybe they weren't visiting as much as they should have, or they, you know, didn't want to get in the farm business. I figure if they ask Papa about the farm, he's gonna tell them, you know, this whole story about how, you know, it's his legacy and whatever. They didn't know about it. The Tavchua, the Achlua. So they didn't want to continue the farm business. I guess another part. So what they did was the first thing they shechted, you know, the father's favorite, you know, work para. You know, and they made a meal out of it. Right? So the halach is mishalm and dmei basar bezol. Now they have to deal with the mafkin, the real owner. Right? So they pay dmei basar bezol, meaning mishali mashanene, basically. Right? It was a good meal in a restaurant. But they don't pay the value of the animal, which is worth much more. Right? Shekach noagu. Avamashi ziku lo. Why wouldn't they pay? This is Bein Baratzon, Bein Ba'ones. Right? This is Ones or Misasek.
Why is it also Misasek? It's an intellectual mistake.
I'm sorry?
It's an intellectual mistake.
Even less, maybe you're saying. Okay. Well, I guess the point is that maybe it isn't so knowable for them. You know, unlike shogeg, which is always knowable, maybe this isn't knowable. You know, the father borrowed this cow. They don't, you know, it's a big ranch, right? Or they haven't been around legitimately. So in that sense, it's onus. Not onus like somebody put a gun to their head, or you know, they were not in control of what they did, but they had no way of knowing. Okay. So danusenheim ubemasisa nami. You have two people. This is a discussion of the Mishnah here. The Balabais is first, and the Bal Koran is after him, walking after him. The Imamad Bala Chavis, Vinishbara Chavis Bekora Pater. So the guy is walking. First, the Reuven is walking, and then he stops short. This could happen with a car, it could happen with a person, right? And the guy who's walking with a big Korah behind him, or doesn't have enough time to stop, and he damages the chavis. So the halacha is that potter. Very similar to the discussion in the Gemara here, right? Says Tosis, what do you see? That there are exceptions to the rule of adam u'ad li'olam afilu ba'ones. The nearer the dakdek, the adam amazik the mifter ba'ones, we can't just say, you know, you just can't leave it that way because it's very explicit in the Gemara. Right? So you need a criterion of some sort. So what is it? The Tosa says, the Nir L'daktik, the Adam HaMazik, the Mifter Ba'ones, Shehu ke'en geneva, b'detani b'shili ha'umnim, ha'mavir chavis mimakom lemakom. Another example. You have a person who is mavir chavis mimakom lemakom, v'shavra. Right? Somebody else's chavis, and he moves it from place to place, and it breaks. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shomer Chinam, if he's a Shomer Chinam, he's a Shomer. And he moves this thing from place to place, and it breaks, so the halakha is Shomer Chinam Yeshava. No say Sachar Yeshalim. If he's a Shomer Sachar, right, he pays. Hash the Midim Bechayim No say Sachar, Poter Shomer Chinam, Lo Bechayim Yisham Bitam Adam Amazik. Right, apparently the Gemara thinks that if this Shomer moves the object from place to place, and it gets damaged, apparently it's not an Adam HaMazik. It's not considered Bein Ratzon, Bein Ones, Bein Shkaga, Bein Ones, Bein Ratzon, Bein Zadon. Because otherwise, why do we care what level Shomer he is? We're saying either if he's a Shomer Kinam, right, then he is Potter. If he's a Shomer Sachar, this is considered like Geneva. What do you mean it's like Geneva? We'll explain in a minute. Shmamina de Baonis de Kain Geneva, thus wants to get not just a raya from here, but a perspective, a criterion from here, that Onis Kain Geneva Adam Hamazik Patur. Thus about to explain that there are two levels of Onis. There's a level of Onis of Aveda, right, which is Karov Lepshia. A person is a Shomer and he loses something. Right, he's pater migneva, or somebody steals it from him. He's pater migneva, he's pater miaveda. But the Gemara explains in different places, right, that aveda is karav lepshia. Understandably, right? And it's apshia, right, but it's karav lepshia. And gneva is karav laonis. Oh. So Tosa says, When the Mishnah says, Odamua Leolam, and the Gemara says Afilo Ones, they mean the Ones Ke'ein Aveda, which is Karav Lepshia. Still Ones, right? A Shomer Chinam would not be Chayv because it isn't Pshia. So basically it's not Pshia, right? But that's about it. But if you do the Ones on the level of Geneva, right, that onus is going to be potter even in Adam HaMazik. Umedam Rabbi Yehuda Nitkal L'Gneva. Now getting back to our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said, listen, Nitkal is an onus, and therefore it's like the onus of Gneva. Right? Aval ba'onus shukein aveda shikro v'lepshia yoser, which is closer on the scale to pshia, kidamrina ba'shoel, the Gneva Krova Leones, Vaveda Krova Lepshia, that's a Gemara Babetzia. Near the Adam HaMazik is Chayiv. The Yefshalom Shalay is Chayiv Elabepshia. You can't say that Adam HaMazik, Adam Muad Leolam, Bain Ones, Bain Ratzon, Bain Er, Bain Yashen, Bain Shogeg, Bain Mez, it means that he's only Chayiv for Pshia. Right? Those words have to mean much more than that. No one ever says that Ones means Pshia, or even that Shogeg means Pshia. So it's got to be more than that, but not much more, according to Tosas, right? B'chein mashmal el de mechayim b'nafam min agag beruach she'ena metzuya, afal bin de beruach she'ena metzuya mifter bar shomer chinam. Tosas has a problem, right, with the Gemara, should have a problem, with the Gemara that we read before, where the guy's nafal beruach she'ena metzuya. Tosas says, well, nafal beruach she'ena metzuya means he's not a posheya. Because if something happens with a ruach, she'ena metzuya, shomer chinam, is going to be potter. What does that prove? It's not pshia. But he doesn't think it's very much of an onus either. We'll see soon that the Ramban thinks that nafla beruach, she'ena metzuya, is about the biggest onus you could dream of. That's interesting. Right? I guess it depends. It's not metzuya, but how ena metzuya does it need to be? Right? Gale winds or... You know, it's a windy day, more than the usual California, you know, or Florida, you know, calm. Kidam rinan, The sof arba v'chamisha gabi arba nichesu tachas abaylim v'cheyav l'shal d'mei shor l'baylim chutz mishom rechinam mukala kagod d'natre shmira p'chusa the shom rechinam kalsa lo shmiraso v'hanach lo kalsa shmiraso, meaning there's a difference between shom rechinam and others. V'maisim in Rav Yehuda d'muad sagi b'shmira p'chusa. All we're really saying when we say all these big statements in the Mishnah and the Gemara, amazing that Tosfos holds this way based on the contrary evidence, all we're really saying is that you can't get away with a shmira p'chusa. With a minimum level of shmira, you're not going to be potter. In other words, when it comes to other nizkei mamon, a shmira p'chusa mostly, we'll have to see. You know, what about Karen, Muad, etc. But mostly, we'll put it this way. If the mechayiv is chosa shmira, so maybe the only reason you're ever chayiv is if you're posheya. In this came up. But on a mamazik, even if you're not posheya, if you're karov the posheya, namely you have the onus of aveda, right? But not yet the onus of geneva, you're going to be chayiv. But once you hit the onus of geneva part, right, you're potter. So is there a huge gap between on a mamazik and the other? There's a gap, but not huge. Behind you, right? Delas sheichol alama biruach metzuya. That's would be posheya. Vein yochal amad biruach sheina metzuya. Ama avagav the miftar shomer chinam. Right, because that posheya mechayiv ba'adam amazik. As we can demonstrate from the Gemaras that the level of shmira, right, that is poter, you know, is shomer chinam, is still not enough to be poter on a mamazik. Which means that you don't need pshia for on a mamazik. That's not saying very much. Right? So the onus of aveda, that's the next level, that will be chayiv but on a mamazik. But what about the onus of geneva, which is the level after that? And what about the onus of shoel, which is the level after that? Kol shekein. Right? Will be potter. The hainu taima mishum to have a kein aveda. The one that's potter. The nitkal havakein geneva, the one that's chayiv, I'm sorry, in Aramazik is kein aveda. The nitkal havakein geneva. But nitkal, the guy's walking and he trips, that's not aveda, that's like geneva. I mean, that's the second level of onus. Who potter be Aramazik, v'chemucha perka gozel, eitzim, another gemara, tabach uman shekilkel. So you hired a guy, right? A professional. Right? Those magic words. Tabach uman. So he's a shochet, and he's an uman. Right? And he makes a mistake. Professional made a mistake. So the Gemara says, the parech l'man, the patar of shomachinam, b'braisa, niktani nasa behema l'tabach, v'navla, he made it into a nevela, chayim. V'pnei shu kenosei sachar. We treat him like a shomer sachar. Alma, so kadaita tamaksha. Afila b'chinam, chayiv, kemo shomer sachar. Again, they're determining whether or not this person is liable when he made a mistake. This professional shochet who made a mistake and made the animal nevela, is a chayiv potter. It depends whether or not we consider it on the level of a shomer chinam, you know, a pshia, or a shomer sachar. U'mishani ema b'pneishu nosei sachar lefikach b'schar, right, chayiv b'chinam potter davakein geneva. What's the upshot of this? Tosa says, Odom Muad Leolam is only Ke'ein Aveda. Ke'ein Geneva is Patur. And that's Tosa Bambetzia as well. If you look at Tosa Bambetzia, which we have here as well. 1 second. Yeah, look at Tosa Bambetzia, Pei Beis on the base. I'm going to have to read the whole thing. We'll look just very quickly. Savra Meir, we have line 8 here on page 2. Aval Drabuda, Drabuda Lokash, Rabagav, the Chachomin Pachiv, and Nishba Kado, below Silk, Ahava Rabuda, Kedabucha Bamayniach, Savra Rabuda Nitkala Poshea. Kivit Lava Poshea. If you're not a Poshea, Afagav, the Lohava Onus Gomor. If you're not a Poshea, but it's not Onus Gomor either, namely, what's in the middle? It's the Onus of Aveda. We'll see in a moment. Patur, Ono Amazik is Patur. Benishbra kado v'lo silka, for example, his barrel broke in Rosh Hashanah, and he didn't remove the shards. and somebody got damaged. Right? So that he's not a posheya, it's not his fault. But it's not onus of geneva either. It's an onus level of aveda. It's a lechashiv bar elishanasa b'pshia. Avobshanasa b'ones dekein geneva v'aveda kembo ruach she'ena metzuya patur. Which is funny, because ruach she'ena metzuya, according to the Gemara, is chay. Kedektoni b'sefer debraisa nishbra kado umodra b'meir lechachomi b'malakan kana malagag l'nagvon. The person takes up something to the, you know, to dry out to the sun, puts it on the roof, and in v'nafla b'ruach she'ena metzuya, and then an unusual wind, you know, blows it off, his ziko, and damage, shehu pator. Because that's, he's not a posheya. Vim tomar kinami sabar abimeir denitkal a posheya elo'anus. Even if you hold that nitkal's not a posheya, right? Rather, it's an onus, am I pator? Then we have an explicit Mishnah, va'odam hamazik marbinan mi patsatachas patsa lechayiv ala'onus. Can we have a Mishnah and an expansion in the Gemara that Adam and the Ol implies to onus. Yisham d'lav b'kol onus chayiv Adam amazik ela b'onus dekein g'neva v'aveda. Same shita, both very consistent. Namely, the onus of g'neva and aveda k'marua sheni mitzuya d'arminan so perik sheni d'bava kabbalah for bro sheni mitzuya minagag chayiv nezek ruo sheni mitzuya have a kein aveda k'arminan so perik dalav beheva kulam chayav l'hachzer d'miyashar l'baylov chutz mishar mechinam. So you can see it's basically the same perspective in Tosa. Then if you see on line 19, Aval Onas Gomer Potur, Adam Amazik, if you have an Onas Gomer, you're Potur, right? Kinemashma Birushalmi, Dimha Yashin, Bachaber Yashin itself, he's sleeping first, the Ziku Zezen, they damage each other, Rishon Potur Vasheni Chayev. And then you have the riot from the Gozal Basra. Right, tobchu v'yachlu. They didn't know it belonged to their father, and then they thought it belonged to their father. So they're onus, or the Gemara Bereisha Meiniach. This is line 22. She'ein darkon shel ben adam lisbonim bedrachim. That constitutes onus shel geneva. The shar shinu yidahasam the patalei shaloyalaleida. The chein masis and the hasam. The balabayis rishon v'moved balabayis pata. If he stopped short, the other guy hit him with the korah. Right, all these cases. Dim Toma Rabbi Yehuda Domer Nitka La'avonis and so on. Okay. Again, Yeshlomar 9:25. The Nitka La'av the Rabbi Yehuda Kain Geneva. Tavakar of the Onus. The Kach Potter Adam Amazik. The Lebechayv Adam Amazik. Ela Bedavar Shu Kain Aveda. Tavakar of Lepshia. Good. That's the view of Bali Tosis. However, the Ramban fundamentally disagrees with Tosis. A very famous Ramban. The Ramban is here in Bava Tzia. Bava Tzia Pei Beis Amud Beis. Who says the following? The line 36. So Matzasi B'Tosas Bava Kama Shemifarshim Osa Mishum Adam Amazik. Right? Vim Kain Lama Patrula Devre Omer Onasu. Says Tosas in Bava Kama interprets the Gemara in Bava Kama. And the Gemara here in Bava Tzia, namely the Gemara of Hameniach and Sakad, you know, Bishus Arabim, and Loi Boi Liune, and Nitzkalav Poshea, and Zkeren Zavis, all those are Bedin Onus. And the Gemara here also in Bava Tzia, about the Shomer, Mavir Chavis L'Chavis, he says Bedin Onus, says the Ramban, Imke Lama Patru, L'Diver HaOmer Onusu, who cares if it's Onus, Halo Adamu Adiolim, Bein Onus Bein Ratzah. The Haim Hishibu, Bali Tosas answered, She'enochai ba'onsim gedolim. That if there's an onus gadol, then you're potter. What's it, right? The Samcha also, Minay Yerushalmi, and they relied on the Yerushalmi, Sharman B'yashin, Abachaver B'yashin Etzlo, who, Hamuad, notice where the Ramban's saying it? I mean, the real Muad is the second guy. V'yaf Shalabida. Tosa says, the Ramban says, that's not a good raya. That's the Hassam, Bishum the Shani, Pasha Biatzmo. Right? He inflicted this damage on himself. B'chein Masha Amru, Bim Haya, Bal Kora, Rishon, Bal Chavis, Achron, the Kula Masnisen, the guy stopped short, the other guy smashed into him. As well as, you know, somebody left a card in Rishus HaRabim, and Ein Darken Shel Bnei Adam, that people don't usually have that level of vigilance when they walk in the streets. Kulam, Kishehem Adam Amazik, Rishim Pshia, Denizak Pacha Bahem, says Ramban. Again, I think in the Yerushalmi it's pretty explicit. Well, he tells us I'm kind of ignoring it and leaving it out. Right? It's also just a much bigger onus and kind of obvious that the other person puts himself in that situation. In the case of the sugya in Bava Kama, the two sugyas in Bava Kama, it's not as obvious, right? It's not as obvious that constitutes pshias hanizak. Oshehin bor, ukagon shahala nitkabo, vein laharich kam. And then he says, va'od, let's look at page 3, hevio, another example they brought, was tabach uman shekilko, the pata bechinam, v'mayo, the mamazik who, like this professional, bechinami sphere lan onusu, and even if you think he's an onus, l'chayiv, ze vaday kosh aleyem, the kivin the b'chayiv b'schar, right, since he's, he gets paid, right? Alma came gneva avedahu. V'lav onus gadol. V'lav onus katanhu. Hu patru b'chinam. Ah. So here's where the Ramban basically says, Mela, at least if we were talking about an onus gomor, like the onus of a shoal, probably. Right? The onus of a shoal is not Cain gneva even. Right, it's an earthquake or a lightning strike. Right, something that couldn't be prevented no matter what. Typically, Geneva is certainly more of an onus than Aveda. That's true. When it's Karav Lepshia, that is called Karav Leones. What do you mean Karav Leones? Because you can always have a better, anti-theft system, right? Better alarm. Or a more ingenious hiding place. This is a big debate, actually, in the Shomrim sugyas and Bar Metziah. You know, what about and what if the Shomer, the Shoel, built the state of the art, best, possible, burglar proof, system in the world. Is that still called Gneva Vaveda that a Shoel is chayav for? Just because formally that's not part of the list of, or does it depend on the level of onus? That's a question. Is a shoel an insurance company? Right? But then even if he's an insurance company, maybe he's only, he's chayv and he's potter, depending on the expected, so Geneva and Gzela, Geneva, Aveda, that's not on his list of, anyways. So for Shomer Sachar, I'm talking about that one. Let's say the Shomer Sachar built the. Is he going to be chayiv for that or not? Okay. Shol's not chayiv. Shol's chayiv rather for everything because kolan shalom. So that's a little bit of a different situation. Okay. So this is the what's Ramban saying here? Ramban saying, I don't like the whole. It is. He's not denying the Gemara, Bab Metzia Tzadi Dalet, which says that Avedah's krova lepshia, and that Geneva's krova leonis. But the Ramban is saying is big on a big, big, little, it's basically irrelevant. Amakein Geneva Veidu, Velav Ones Gadol, Velav Ones Katanhu, Patru Bechina. Ela She'ein Be'uman, so what does he do with that Gemara? He admits it's a difficult Gemara. Ein Be'uman Atoa Bimalachta Mishamazik. Ah. The Sov Dovar, Kim Shizkiru Chachamin Be'ones Nizakin. Even Munachas Pecheko, Velahikar Bameolam, Venafo Menagag, Beruach Shena Mitsuya, Hareris Kiru, Sof, Onsen, Kula. Says Ramban, if you want to know the mother of all Onsim, right, it's two cases in the Gemara. Ruach Shena Mitsuya, obviously not the way the Tosas understood it. Tosas understood the Ruach Shena Mitsuya is not a Ruach Mitsuya. Right? And whether Ramban understands Rosh Hashanah Mitzuyah is, it's a hurricane. It can be any wind. And what about Nafal? Again, maybe the Bali Tosis hold that Masasek is a Maisa, and the Ramban holds it's not. Either way, the Ramban is impressed with Masasek. Says that proves that, you know, that's the equivalent of Onas Gomor. You don't know it's there? Bali Tosis will say, well, you should know it's there. Or something like that. All right, what do you do with Uman Hatob, Tabach, you know, Shekil Kel? The answer is, he's not an Adama Mazik, he's a professional. So we're just Magdir. We don't look at it, it's, of course it's Nezek, but it's a Nezek that comes under the rubric of his professional responsibilities. Meaning, and this is kind of the Ramban's view about Shomrim as well. The Bali Tosis assumed there's no difference between a random person who you have no connection to who happens to damage your property, right, and a worker, right, or a shomer with whom you have a previous relationship. So the Ramban says, no, these are two different parshios, these are two different topics. Right, the kula or the and the chumra, perhaps, just but they're different. The subject of the of adama mazik is a third party. I mean, an unrelated person who's connected to you only by virtue of the nevzik that he inflicted upon you. And about that, says Ramban, we take a very strict constructionist orthodox approach, and that is adam muad liolam. We don't care about little onus and middle onus and big onus. All onsim are the same. Because ein lecha ones, godol, according to the Ramban, godol miruo shena mitzuya, or mi even shebecheiko, shelo yoda shehu sham. So anytime we're dealing with a, you know, relationship based on hezek alone, right, the rules are clear. Adam muad la'olam. We take it literally. What about Yushalmi? No. Yerushalmi and the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemaras in Bava Kama, right, which are talking about third parties. They're not talking about people who have a previous relationship. They're all cases where we expand the notion of Pshias HaNizak. That's a polytosis. That's a secondary argument. What about the other cases? No. The other cases are when you have a relationship with the party. So the Bali Tosis will say, you have a relationship with the party, that doesn't mean that they're allowed to be mazik you. That means they have more responsibilities to you, not less. Right? And the Ramban says, no, it's just governed by a different dynamic. It's a different, you know, relationship. Lekula and lechumra. So you might be chayiv in these circumstances for mazik, you know, but the ptur onus will apply to a worker, a professional, right, who's doing a job for you, or for a shomer. Very understandable. Okay? The Ruach Shena Mitzuya, says the Ramban, this is line 5, Afilu Ka'osa Shal Eliyahu B'mashma. Right? That was a pretty big wind. A whirlwind, right? The Ruach Mitzuya is Kira Linyan Shomer Chinam. Of Ruach Shena Mitzuya, Lo Husker B'talmud El Linyan Ones. Meaning, Bali Tosis understand that when you have Ruach Mitzuya, that's like on the level of Shomer Chinam, Pshia. So what's Ruach Shena Mitzuya? Well, the next level, Ke'en Aveda. And Ramban says, what? Who told him that? So let's start the other way. There's Ruach Shena Mitzuya. That's an Ones Gomor. Ruach Mitzuya is not next to a Ruach Shena Mitzuya. Ruach Mitzuya is Pshia. It's just interesting how they, same evidence, right? Depends where you start from and what your convictions are and what you think is the default rule and what is the exception, right? But this is a great example of that phenomenon. The Ruach Mitzuya is killing Shumach. You know, fine. Okay, fine. Vein kan bokam laharech, bazei yosem idah. Okay, that's good, fine. Now, Nebuke Yosef seems to have a middle position. If you look at Nebuke Yosef, the next Shita, he says, line 8, L'inyan Zikin Chayiv, Does Rabbi Ones Karatzon Kinipirash Noel, right? the lav ones gamur, the avagav de lohikar bami olam, referring to the misase case, the stone on your lap, even if you didn't know it was ever there, mikomakom kikakai boilei lemechash shemei zadavar niach becheko the shachacho the shemei yipo. So what does the Ramban imply? That maybe, I think it's normally understood this way too, we'll see in a minute again, that there's a middle position. As the Ramban says, even Ones Gomor is Chayim. Bali Tosa say, anything other than Korov Lipshia, Ones of Aveda is Potur. And Mukayosi seems to say, an Ones Gomor is Potur, meaning an Ones of Shoel. You know, but that, you know, Shom Sachar would be Potur for. But Ones of Aveda and Geneva, Yerchat. Look at the next piece and see it again. Number 11. Avonezek, Nafkala Miribuy Lachai, Bafila Ones of Bishogeg, Viva Mesa, Daksiv Ain Takasayan, Lachai Benezek, Aiter Takas Petsa Pakas Patsa, Miribuya Fila Ones, Ubishogeg, Chayev Benezek, the Gabenezek Siv. Miu Baones Damara and the Chayev Benezek. The onus which is chayiv, hainu she'ena onus gamur mamish, kegon oisolayev and becheiko. Av mishaloi kira miolam, mishundi boila lemechash, shemen yachez and dover becheiko, rishachacha. Av onus gamur, kegon hodi, rishalmi shabbos, right? So I'm sorry, shabachaber v'yashen etzlo, patur. Again, interestingly, like the Bali Tosis, he thinks that is not midin. He accepts Bali Tosis. It's a kind of an in-between shita. He doesn't think that it's midin pshias hanizak. He thinks it's midin the chiyuv. I'm sorry, the ptur of ones gom. Kedamar drachmana patre the civil and aral asasadavar. Fascinating. If Mukhi Yosef is quoting the regular din of ones. Rachmana Patre here. Nimsa Dulin in Daladvar, Lomachai Velikashu Pashea Gamor, Betchila, Besov, Mefarish Begamar, Mahosan Nezek in our Badvar, Lo, Shaycha Bekay. What about the Rambam? Oh. So the Rambam is mostly like the Ramban. Rambam says, Adam Muad Leolam, or I should say the Rambam, Ramban looks like the Rambam. Adam Muad Leolam, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Ben Er Ben Yashem, Ben Shikor, whether he's drunk, right? Im Chavo B'Chaveiro, O Hizik, Mamun Chaveiro, Mishalem in Ayavshu B'Nechasa. Medvar Mamurim, Shayashen Chayiv L'Shalem, when he's sleeping, quotes Yerushalmi, right? B'Shnayim Shayashnu Kiyachad. They both went to sleep at the same time. That's interesting, not that he went to sleep before him either. Right? B'Nis Hapik Echad Mayhem, B'Hizik is Chaveiro, and one thrashes around and he turns over, and he damages the other fellow. Okar begado, avelim hayachad yashen uba achav v'shachav v'tzido, ze shebab achrona hu amuad. So he interprets like the Gemara, like the Yerushalmi's language, hu garmalo, but even more like the Ramban, right? Hu amuad. He's the mazik. He's not. It's not just that the nizak is goreim liatzi. He's the mazik. He's mazik asad. Bimiziko, Hayashen, and the contrary, since he went to sleep after the other guy, right, if he damages the other guy, Bali Tosis know that too, but okay, that's because, you know, it's his onus. Okay, that's an interesting rhyme. The Chenim Niach Kli, Bitzad Hayashen, Bishavro, Hayashen, Potur, Shazashenicho, Hu Amuad, Shapasha. So the Rambam quotes Yerushalmi, the Rambam makes it clear that this is a did a victimization, or that the second guy is a bigger mazik, right? Even when we're talking about his own victimization, the very fact that had he, right, he would have been the mazik, means that even vis-a-vis himself, that's what's not so obvious. Okay? What's that?
The plea belongs to a third party. And the second party puts it next to the ocean.
Yeah, for sure. Mishanafam and Agag Baruch Mitsuya, says the Rambam. V'hizik chai b'dal dvarim patim l'boshes nafal b'rosh shenu mitzuya chai b'nezik b'lvar patim b'dal dvarim v'nisapik chai af b'boshes shekol miskavin l'hazik af b'pishol miskavin l'vayish chai b'boshes. Fine. Again, all good. Hamazik is chaver b'chavana b'chol makom chai b'chamisha dvarim b'chavana v'afil nichnas l'shus chaver shelo b'rishus v'hiziko balabayis chai. Or you can throw him out of his property. You have no right to inflict nezek on somebody just because they come into your property. You call the police. You can eject them. Right? The bal habayis hare bal habayis potter. Meaning, if somebody walked into your property uninvited and he damages himself, then the owner is not liable. Vimhuskubo bal habayis, and if he gets damaged. Bibnation Nichlas Shalom Brashus, right? Oh, you shame Brashus, or shame Shalom Brashus, who's Kuzem Bazesh, shame Tur. If he comes into the other fellow's property and he gets injured, right? Again, he came in without permission, or they share a property, etc., Potter. Right. Hamazik is, okay. Oh. So, if what's fascinating, if you look at the Magen Mishnah on the Salacha, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, have to probably stop in a minute. Mishnah from an Agag Baruch Mitzuya. So the Magid Mishnah, A, influence of the Balitosis. B, we'll see one problematic Rambam in just a second. Took the, kind of read the Rambam, you know, with the lens of the Balitosis. Da, says the Magid Mishnah, here at least. Sheshlosha Chalokim, hey, there are three cases. Kozman sheish b'davar pshia gemura, v'zeh ruach mitzuya, avalu shelo b'chavana chai b'dal dvarim patim l'boshes. Lo hayasham pshia, there's no pshia, no negligence. The gam ken lo nasa b'onas gomor, but it's not onas gomor either. Chai v'la nezek, u'patim l'ashar, v'zeh ruach she'ena mitzuya. So ruach she'ena mitzuya is, according to the Magen Mishnah in the Rambam, not in the category of onas gomor. And that's why you're chai. Bonus gomor. Notice how he says, kasu ha-mefarshim shu potter. But he's saying this for the Rambam. At least here. V'chein yizbar lefaneinu. Ah. Bibava. Right? Damazik es chaveru. V'dini ha-rab bezos ha-bava. Memra kelishona. V'sof keitz ha-regodav chavzayin. Masha kasu vim nisapech. And so on. You'll see that. So we'll have to wait for that. We'll just maybe do it quickly. I'll give you more marmakomas next week. I should have put it on Sugin Chavzai. Okay. There are two problems. One is the way the Rambam sends Sugin Chavzai in. The other is the way that the Rambam understands the following halach. Okay, look at on page 5, because we have to stop, so I'll just get this in. Halacha Dalet. Number 14 on page 5. Ve'ola basulam. The guy was climbing a ladder. V'nishpita shliva mitachtav. And the rung beneath him, right, came off. Right? V'nafla mezika. As a result, he fell and he did damage. Im lo haisam b'hudekes the chazaka, if to begin with, right, his ladder wasn't in good shape, and it wasn't, you know, the rung wasn't properly, you know, strong or strengthened or tight, then chayin, then it's his responsibility, his ladder. Im haisam chazaka b'hudekes v'nishmita oshitliya, let's say it was, but and still it came off, right? Or Tliyad, it was like, you know, worms, so there's no way that he would know that. Hareza Patur Shazu Maka Bide Shamayimi. So, says the Raibid, Omar Bram Temani Maishna Oneze Miroshena Matsuya. Umina Yashin. Ubigamar Mashma Delo Itla Ones. The Itla Lav Ones. Okay, the Itla I'm not gonna get into. But basically, this is the interesting case for the Rambam. Namely, why in this case? Rambam says, but, okay, So that's the question. That's one of the reasons that the Magen Mishnah tells you later on, Magen Mishnah, that's one of the reasons that he says what he says. He says, oh, the Rambam obviously also believes that Onas Gamor is Potur from the Sulam case. But is it a coincidence that the Rambam doesn't use the expression Onas here, but uses the expression Areza Potur Shizu Makeh Bidei Shamayim? Meaning, even if you hold, so let me just say the following, and then next week we'll finish up with this, so very quickly we'll move on to Eish. What is this machlokas between Tosis and the Ramban and the Rambam? So one of the things is how to navigate all the conflicting evidence, as we discussed, whether or not the victim's role, you know, in his own undoing, you know, is relevant if you take an extreme view about Chayav Al Yidei Ones, that's the second aspect. But it's very possible that the bigger question goes back to the language of the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and certainly many of the Achronim understood it this way. And that is as follows. It's possible that the Bali Tosis understood that fundamentally there's not such a big difference between Adam HaMazik and this Kemal. And that in both cases, the real Mechayev is not so much the Maisa Hezek as it is the lack of Shmiras Atzmo, which is the language of the Mishnah that the Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph, or Dalet Amud Beis actually, was trying to defend. Meaning, yeah, that language works for Adam too. He's got to guard himself. He's got to rein himself in. He's got to be vigilant about his own nezek. If you say that, then basically, again, what you're saying is that just like this kemamon, there's a factor of shmira, and lack of shmira is the mechayiv, or at least plays an important role, right? So too, in Adam HaMazik, lack of shmira plays an important role. The only thing is that the hagdara, the level of lack of shmira per se of your animal or your object, right, or an inanimate object, is different than the level of shmira required for yourself. You have to be more rigorous, more scrupulous when it comes to your own conduct and behavior. But as long as this too is part of the mechayev, namely the fact that you've been negligent about your shmiras atzmo, then in the end of the day, if there's a level of onus, whatever that level is, according to the Bali Tosis, maybe even, you know, Karov Laones, the level of Ke'en Geneva. Okay, not Ke'en, you know, Aveda. That's clear. We're not only saying that you're Chayav for Pshia, there'll be no difference between Adam HaMazik and anybody else. Right, so you certainly need to acknowledge Karov L'Pshia, namely the level of Ones Shel Aveda. But beyond that, you know, it's not considered a Choser Shmiras Atzmo if you have the Ones of Aveda. Or do you have to go all the way with the Nemuke Yosef and say Ones Gamur for that? I'm not sure. Either way. But if you hold like the Ramban and the Rambam, right, that even Ones Gamur doesn't help you, right? So it's not Shmiras Atzma. Whatever the Gemara, yeah, either that line in the Gemara is only Aliba de Rav, and Rambam certainly thinks we don't accept Rav, and that it's significant. Maybe the Ramban does too. Or even Rav doesn't really think it's so literal. The real Mechayev is the Maisa Hezek. As long as you've done the Maisa Hezek, we don't care about what level of lack of Shmira or Shmira you've done. Unless, and this may be relevant also for the Nebuke Yosef, unless there's one other factor. And that is, even if the Mechayev, no, instead of saying that the argument is, and I do believe this may be the case, and certainly Achronim believe it, that the argument in Bali Tosis and Rambam Ramban has to do with the Mechayev being either Maisa Hezek or lack of Shmiras Atzma. However, what I'm suggesting now is that even if you take the view that Maisa Hezek is the Mechayev of Adam HaMazik, there's still another question. And that is whether or not Anus isn't a Ptur or a Hafkah of Maisa Hezek too. And maybe when it comes to that, to distinguish between the Anus of Gamor and the onus of Shoel, and the onus of Gunner, which is Shoel, or the onus of Cain Gineim. That touches a little bit on the question of, in general, we say onus Rachmana Patre, onus Kamanda Lo Ovid. We've talked about it in the past and other times when this has come up. What do we mean by that? Is it just a Patur Onshin? Or is it, again, like the Vesase question, is it a legal concept that makes you kind of distanced from the action, or at least legally not responsible for the action that took place. So we'll talk a little more about that. But I think when the Rambam says Makeh Bidei Shemayim, so we get back to that, that the Rambam may be taking the view that the Mechayim of Adam HaMazik is Maisa Hezek. However, and Maisa Hezek mostly is an objective definition. Meaning, you physically did this action which ended up being Nezek, so you did the Maisa Hezek. Afilabon is Gomor. And even more than the Ramban, right, the Yerushalmi in those cases are, well, he's a bigger Mazik than I am. The Haraya, you know, if he had been Mazik, if I had been the Nezak, he would have had to pay. With one exception. And that is Makeh Bidei Shemayim. That's Hashgach. I think what the Rambam meant to say with this is, that's not a Maisa Hezek. He's climbing up a ladder. It's almost, it's like a Misasek, but it's even more of a Misasek than, you know, Nafal Bitoch Cheiko, because that's still something that's discernible. Maybe it's on his Gomor. But it is a Maisa Hezek. But when you're climbing up a ladder, and there's every good reason to think that the ladder is a safe ladder from your point of view, and you fall, right? You just didn't even do that. Not because of onus. That's Makeh Bidei Shemayim. Very similar language we have with regard to Eish. Fascinating. In the beginning of the Rambam's treatment of Eish, in the last parak of Nizkei Mamon. And it's similar to what we said about Bor, although he doesn't use the language of Makeh Bidei Shemayim there. He says, Ke'ein ones habe, as opposed to Ptur onus. So we'll pick up with this and we'll finish with, we'll move on to Eish. Here's Hashem next week.